Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a area school did something unique this week, moved from one location to another. We'll hear from their principal coming up. Also, local Veterans Salute celebrates 15 years of sharing veterans stories. We'll tell you what's on tap this coming Thursday at the Chippewa Manor ahead of Veterans Day on Saturday, November 11th. Plus, two different Chippewa Falls high schoolers join our Caleb Swenson to talk about the Strides for Hope Run Walk benefiting Hope Village next Saturday, November 11th. And donations are needed for the Community Tables Thanksgiving in a Box program. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, the Generations Academy School did something unique this week, moving to a new location on Claremont Avenue on the west side of Eau Claire. Principal Roxanne Crotty says,
"What an adventure. We knew a year ago that we were at a standstill for inviting more learners to join our community. Our waiting list continued to get longer and our hearts were exploding, knowing the need in the Chippewa Valley for different styles of education. So we began doing a lot of praying. We had a great vision, but we knew that we needed more space so more families would have the opportunity to join us."
Crotty says,
"After a lot of prayer, research, and a lot of looking, God led us to our new home. We officially moved in this Monday. And when I say moving in, I mean the learners spent the entire day packing and unloading and loading. This is one of my favorite things about our school. The learners have so much ownership."
Roxanne Crotty says,
"When we found this building, we had an incredible amount of peace for our vision, but we knew it would be a really big project. We would be going from the space in our old school of 7,500 feet into the space of 43,000 feet, and that includes a fantastic six-car garage. We had a lot to do this summer to get ready for the school year. Thank goodness we have a close community of families that share our heart and are completely on board with us. We spent the summer cleaning, painting, and removing 400 cubicles left behind in the building. The biggest project was the sprinkler system, which was required to be installed and inspected before we could take occupancy of the building. Let's just say that God knew our timeline and was so gracious to us. Every time we hit a roadblock, he removed it. We saw his hand in the entire process."
Crotty says,
"God gave us a building which perfectly fits our educational philosophy, a place for hands-on experiences and lifelong learning. This space will allow us a lot more activity and movement, which we believe is vital for our students."
Roxanne Crotty says,
"Honestly, we're just beginning to ask the students how they would best like to use the space. After all, this is their school, and we want them to take ownership of it. We already have a couple students who have created a business plan to open a coffee shop in the building. Other students have joined our maintenance team. We couldn't be more proud of them. Our desire is to inspire their journey, but honestly, they inspire us."
Finally, Roxanne Crotty says,
"This is far more than a building to us. This is a place for learners to grow, to thrive, and to become. We're just one school in this community with so many others who are trying to make an impact on our future. We are blessed that God has invited us to be one of them."
Way to go, Roxanne Crotty and her terrific team, Jennifer McBride, Sandy Paulzine, Jenny Almquist, and so many more. Way to go to move the school to this much larger location. I look forward to being there on Tuesday and getting a tour. Meanwhile, for the past 15 years, Chippewa Manor has hosted a special salute honoring U.S. military servicemen and women during the week of Veterans Day. And this year, this coming week, the organization is taking time to focus on the importance of celebrating and remembering veterans by unveiling a giant display of the more than 130 local veteran stories it's helped share during its annual celebration. This year's Veteran Salute will take place this Thursday, November 9th, beginning at 9 in the morning in the Memorial Courtyard of the Chippewa Manor campus at 222 Chapman Road in Chippewa Falls. And you, the public, are invited to attend. During the past 15 years, every employee, resident, or rehab client at Chippewa Manor who served in the armed forces has been interviewed about their specific personal experiences. Interviews are then coupled with personal photos, historic research, and context and presented in a framed 11 by 14 commemorative form as part of the annual Veterans Salute celebration. Each of these veterans' stories detail the times, dates, and important elements of an individual serviceman or woman's journey through life. Triple Manor's developed and presented more than 130 of these stories since beginning the practice in 2009. Jill Gengler, the Chippewa Manor campus president, says, "We think it's important to tell these stories and recognize those who served our country." She says, "Taking time to specifically celebrate those who've made sacrifices and served our nation in times of peace and conflict, to really honor them and let them know that their service and stories are appreciated," Gengler says, "that's something we really believe in. That's why we've made this celebration such a priority." Again, this year's Veteran Salute on Thursday, beginning at 9, will include a free drive-through breakfast for veterans and families. There'll be a color guard flag presentation and military gun salute by the Chippewa Falls Patriotic Council. Remarks from Chippewa Falls Mayor Gregory Hoffman. A reflective speech by retired Army Colonel Dr. Dan Cavanaugh, MD, as well as patriotic music performed by a group of Chippewa Falls McDonald High School students. It'll also include a recap of Chippewa Manor's year-long celebration of the founding anniversaries of the six branches of the U.S. military. And finally, the salute will conclude with a missing man formation airplane flyover above the Chippewa Manor facility and the presentation of this year's veterans' stories to those veterans new to the campus. I was there for that flyover on one occasion. You don't want to miss that, if at all possible. This Thursday, again, it all starts at 9 o'clock with the program there at Chippewa Manor. But the breakfast always delicious as well. Meanwhile, this past Friday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB and WIB.com, our Caleb Swenson had a chance to talk with a couple of high school students from Chi High about an event they're a part of this coming Saturday in Chippewa Falls, benefiting Hope Village.
We want to tell you now about a great event that's coming up not far up the road at Chippewa Falls High School 1 week from tomorrow. This is put together by DECA, by FBLA students. Again, it's a student-led initiative, and it benefits Hope Village. And so we welcome in two students from Chi High, Emma, who's a senior, and Molly, who's a sophomore, both from DECA and FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America. And welcome, ladies, and good to have you with.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's start with you here, Emma. How did this come about? Again, I know one of your teachers, Heidi Warren, who actually just got a very prestigious award from DECA, always enterprising and pushing you guys to do more, to serve in the community. And how did this come about, this event, and what are you doing for Hope Village?
Yes, so it kind of came about around mid-September. I mean, it was an idea before that to kind of do a 5K, but we didn't know who we were going to do it for. So then I was just kind of looking around, and I drove by Hope Village one day, and I saw their, like, Welcome Home campaign fundraiser sign, and I was like, oh, that'd be a really good thing to do. And then I kind of brought it up to Miss Warren, and then it kind of took off from there.
Yeah, I mean, and when you look at Hope Village, I believe they're at full capacity right now, too. And there are a lot of families and a lot of kids. When I've talked with Hope Village, there's been fellow students of yours at Chi High who've been living in these tiny homes because of could be a home situation or because their family had nowhere else to go. And again, homelessness is a problem that we want to eliminate in our community. Everyone should have a place to call home. And so, again, I'm sure that touches you guys to know, hey, you can have a tangible part in serving others.
Yeah, for sure. And another thing that we're really, really trying to do is boost community awareness through this because, I mean, even when we brought it up at school, like, not very many people knew what Hope Village was and what they do. So that is one of our big goals through this.
So let's go over to Molly now. So again, this is a 5K, and tell us a little bit about how that's going down. It's coming up a week from tomorrow, right?
Yes. The schedule is at 9, we will have a kids event, and at 9:30, the race will begin. And then following, we will have a drawing sponsored by NHS.
Okay.
Raising money for Hope Village.
And now this is taking place where?
At Chippewa Falls High School.
So again, easy to find there, Chippewa Falls High School. So you're doing it right at the school. And Emma, tell me a little bit more about, prize drawings too. So that can be an incentive for some folks to participate.
Yeah, for sure. So we got a basket from Shields, and we also got one from, the Eau Claire Marathon. So there will be a free entry to the Eau Claire Marathon to win. And we'll also have some birdcage merch.
Sure. Fantastic. And this kids race, I believe, Molly, is free of charge, right? So I think it's an $18 cost for people to register. But if you want to, again, do this as a family, bring the kids along, again, free of charge for the kids, right, for that opening kids race?
Yes, and we will have kids activities too, like drawing.
So, again, a lot of things for the whole family to do. And how do people register? How do they take part in this? Can they register day of? Do you want pre-registration? How does that work?
So if you register before, you can register on our website at stridesforhope5k.square.site, and it's strides for the number four, hope5k.square.site. So you can register on there, or we will take day of registration. We just can't guarantee a shirt if you register the day of.
So again, the cost is $18 and includes a free shirt along with that. And if I'm understanding correctly, every penny of that $18 is going to Hope Village.
Yes, it is. And we have received monetary donations from various businesses to help with the cost of the shirt. So everything, all of the remaining will go right to Hope Village.
That's amazing. And Molly, is there a goal overall that you guys say, hey, we're hoping to reach this amount monetarily, or is it just, hey, we want to raise as much as we can, build as much awareness as we can for Hope Village?
Just raise as much as we can and build as much as we can so we educate others.
Yeah, and again, as future business leaders too, again, your FBLA, your DECA too, I'm sure this has been a learning experience, eye-opening experience for you guys in putting together a charity event like this.
Yes, definitely.
Because, again, there's a lot of work. I know, again, from this side, too, there's a lot that goes in behind the scenes to create a successful event. So I'm sure that's been a lot of work for you guys. And man, we'd love to see the community come out and support.
Yeah, we really would appreciate it, too. And we just really, again, are just trying to boost awareness so we can help out others.
Again, so that starts 1 week from tomorrow morning at Chippewa Falls High School, and it's Strides for the number four, Strides for Hope. So people can Google that, can find out more. We'll try and get something out on our social media as well, too. I know we posted that last night if folks want to find out some more. Ladies, Emma, Molly, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for what you're doing for Hope Village and stepping out. And we hope people will step up and come support, and hoping for another warm Saturday morning next week as well, or people can just bundle up.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Again, thank you so much. So Chi High students, Emma, senior, Molly, a sophomore, they're putting on a fantastic event, Strides for Hope, benefiting Hope Village. So pre-register or register the day of, but make sure you get out there and support Hope Village and all the wonderful work they are doing.
Thank you, Caleb. Appreciate that. And thank you, Emma and Molly. Fantastic job. What a terrific event, Strides for Hope. I'm looking at the update on Facebook right now. Strides, the number four, Hope, a 5K run walk benefiting Hope Village. It's next Saturday, Veterans Day. Registration opens at 8. Kids activity at 9. The 5K run walk starting at 9:30 and the prize drawing at 11. It's only $18 to register, so learn more. Again, and that donation can include a T-shirt, but register early. Finally, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Community Table in Eau Claire is in need of donations for their annual Thanksgiving in a Box program. The Community Table's goal is to distribute 150 boxes this Thanksgiving, and they're scheduled to distribute their annual pantry boxes November 14th, so that's right around the corner. These boxes are filled to the brim with everything a family needs to prepare a traditional Turkey Day meal. The following items are still needed: instant potatoes, stuffing mix, gravy packets, cans of yams, canned vegetables, canned cranberry sauce, cornbread mix, pie filling, pumpkin or apple, pie crust, condensed milk, marshmallows, big blankets, board games and activities, and 8 12-pound frozen turkeys or $15 gift cards for turkeys. Interested donors can drop off items during open hours or meal times. Folks can also schedule a drop-off time by calling 715-835-4977, extension 7835-4977. In addition to their annual pantry box, Community Table also serving a traditional Thanksgiving meal this year, Thursday, November 23rd, 11:30 to 1. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.